This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Tempers flared this morning during the House of Representatives debate over the objection to the state of Pennsylvania's electoral vote for President-elect Joe Biden. A small group of House lawmakers reportedly came close to physical confrontation after a Pennsylvania Democrat reportedly charged that Republicans had been telling lies about his state's votes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stepped in and called for order as some members of both parties were about to clash. Earlier, senators turned back Republican objections to Pennsylvania's electoral vote for Democrat, President-elect Biden. The Senate action comes hours after hundreds of pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building Wednesday, forcing lawmakers to seek shelter, interrupting the certification of Biden's Electoral College victory. Since the proceedings resumed, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to reject an objection to President-elect Biden's win in Arizona, joining the Senate in upholding the results there. President Trump stirred up the protesters at a rally early Wednesday near the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them, arguing them, telling them, urging rather, to go home, but not before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. A woman was shot and killed, and three others died in apparent medical emergencies. Washington's mayor declared a 12-hour curfew, which ends at 6 a.m. this morning. Police and riot gear arrived and moved the demonstrators back from the Capitol. President-elect Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website.